Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Right Owl Politics. This is Ariana Mendez, your host, coming to you from Miami, Florida. Well, we are still in the midst of election fraud litigation. Very important news conference that happened yesterday by the Trump campaign and their attorneys talking about the scheme that they believe was orchestrated by the software company Dominion. And they listed out all the allegations and some of their evidence substantiating their claims of election fraud. But I could go into that today, but in the spirit of Thanksgiving, which is coming up next week, I want to talk about what it means for us to be Americans, what we need right now as a country, as COVID infection rates spike around the country. And we're still in the midst of this acrimonious election. I think it's important to note that as we have faced different challenges over the years, and I'm going to go all the way back to our country's founding, declaring independence, War of 1812, continuous conflicts around the world, economic expansion, times of enormous prosperity and happiness for our country, times of war, times of difficulty, times of reckoning. The American spirit has always endured. And oftentimes here at Right Owl Politics, we talk about the political math, the political strategy to achieve certain results, and we talk about what we believe is going to happen in the upcoming days and weeks. But I think as we celebrate Thanksgiving, and I know it's going to be different this year for many of us because of the COVID pandemic, but as we celebrate Thanksgiving, we need to take really a moment and appreciate what we do have. This year has been difficult for a lot of us. Americans have lost their job. Our way of life has fundamentally changed. Our expectations of what is normal has also changed. And it's very stressful, but we will endure. I think we need to have trust in our scientific community, in our medical community, and in our leaders that we will be in a better spot next year. Shutdowns, lockdowns, all of that stuff has consequences. And some countries have already reverted back to lockdown status, like Great Britain. And I know there's going to be a push for that if numbers continue to spike in the winter. But we need to take a pause and actually think of what will happen if we go back into a massive lockdown. Our economy is on thin ice. Jobs, companies are barely holding on. Another lockdown could maybe be the death knell for many businesses. Now, people that encourage lockdowns, support them, or say that they may be necessary are probably talking from a position of privilege. You have the privilege that your job will not be affected by a lockdown. You have the privilege that you can work from home. You have the privilege of having the economic means to endure that storm. But for the working class person out there, the one that has to work at the cash register, the one that's in the hospitality industry, the one that has to put food on the table and lives paycheck to paycheck, a lockdown, it's just a sentence to the poorhouse. And that's the reality of it. Do we want people to become infected? No, that's a false proposition. But the problem is that that is the false dichotomy we're facing now. Oh, let's cancel Thanksgiving, let's cancel Christmas. There'll be more holidays in the future. This year, we shouldn't do anything. I reject that. Spend time with your family in a safe way. Take your precautions, of course. But don't disregard that day. Don't disregard a day that is meant for you to appreciate. what you have and to take stock of what's truly important. You know, it's hard sometimes to understand why God does certain things, and Thanksgiving is supposed to be a day for where we reflect on what has happened and we plan for the future. I agree, large gatherings are probably not advisable, but enjoying a meal with a small group who is not displaying any symptoms, has not had any contact with anybody who's infected, is something that I think all of us need, because we are human creatures, we are social creatures. We need that human interaction. And holidays are meant to encourage that human connection. And this year, it shouldn't be any different. If we ignore those occasions where reflection has traditionally been considered a priority, I'm not sure that that will be beneficial in the long run. Now, the politics of this is, you know, complicated. As government officials, you want to encourage people to be safe, but at some point you also cannot regulate behavior so much because there's limitations. People have a right to choose, to take risks, to analyze the situation and decide how they're going to proceed. And telling somebody you cannot have Thanksgiving, as some areas of the country are pushing for, as the CDC is pushing for, is the wrong way to go about it. As a country, we need a unifying moment. As people, we need to be able to interact with each other. And the mortality rate is low, that's a fact. We are not dismissing the importance of this pandemic, but we also need to realize that we somehow have to adapt and overcome, and life will continue. And I've heard Mr. Biden say that, well, we're going to have a smaller gathering for Thanksgiving so that we can have a better Thanksgiving next year. There's no guarantee of that. There's no guarantee that the people that are currently with us this year will be with us next year. So be safe, practice social distancing. Don't invite somebody that is displaying symptoms, obviously. But we need something. We need a coming together moment where we can appreciate each other and give thanks for what we do have. And give us that spiritual strength so that we can continue as a country confronting new challenges that the new year will bring. Because yeah, 2020 has been difficult, but 2021 will bring its own set of challenges. Every year does. On the political front, we will see what happens. Though if the lawsuits don't soon start to materialize results in each of these states, the states will proceed with certification, and Biden will be declared the president-elect by the Electoral College. Fact. If there have been irregularities, if there have been improper behavior, that needs to be come to light soon, and we need the courts to start stepping in. But we're running out of time. That December date for the Electoral College is quickly approaching. So, to the Trump campaign, I believe you when you say that there are voter fraud allegations, but show me the evidence, take it to court, make it happen, start shaking things up. If not, then we need to proceed, because the country needs to be comforted by the thought of transition, if that is what's going to happen, or comforted by the thought of the status quo. And that's just the reality of it. 2020 will bring its own challenges no matter who is in the White House, and it will be one interesting dynamic. And 2020 has already been extremely interesting. But we will see, and keep the faith, guys, and enjoy life every moment. and try to live your lives, plan for the future, because we must push, we must persevere, we must succeed. Hey guys, and remember, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, or wherever you hear your podcasts. We're also on Instagram and Facebook, so show us some love over there. And thank you again for listening to our show, for showing us a tremendous support this year, and 2021 will be even better for Right Owl Politics. So take care, guys. Have a fabulous Thanksgiving. And remember, we're not your dad's political news show, so tell your friends. Thanks, guys.